is a happy ending to a difficult week. It starts out bad. You know, at the Last Supper, Jesus gathered his closest friends around him and finds out that one of them has betrayed him. That's one of the hardest things to handle in life, when someone you're very close to breaks a promise, betrays you, does something terrible like that. That's hard. And then on Good Friday, on Holy Thursday, he's brought to trial, and people lie about him, and they falsely accuse him of things that he didn't do. That's a hard thing. That's anything that's gonna ruin your day. And then on Friday, of course, he's crucified, the most horrible execution you can possibly imagine. But look at the way Jesus is in each of these events. You and I might collapse. You and I might despair. You and I might just break down. Jesus doesn't. Even on the cross, he is loving people. Even on the cross, he says to his mother, "Mother, here's your son. Son, here's your mother." To the good thief, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." And to everybody who's executing him, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even on those horrible events, he is still a loving person. And that's what the resurrection affirms. The way of Jesus is the secret to happiness. Because Jesus affirms this idea that we never let someone else's lack of faith affect your faith. We never let someone else's lack of hope affect your hope. And most especially, we never allow someone else's lack of love affect your love. Jesus has given you these gifts of faith, hope, and love, and you are meant to nourish them and keep them going with his grace and his help, to nourish them each and every day, no matter what happens around you, no matter what people around you do. I think that's really good for our brand new Catholics to understand. That really, you know, you've been in the RCIA all this year, but I can actually summarize our entire Catholic faith in a very simple phrase that Jesus affirmed for us this week. We love no matter what. If somebody betrays us, somebody falsely accuses us, somebody crucifies us, we love no matter what. That is the simplest summary of our Catholic faith. And the fact that if Jesus had not risen from the dead, everyone would have forgotten that message. But because Jesus did rise from the dead, everyone remembered that message and lived it every day and found, simply, that it works. You know, only one person in the history of the world has ever risen from the dead. And so this person of Jesus is worth taking seriously, because this person of Jesus has the secret to happiness. You know, some people get up in the morning and they say something like this: "I hope I only meet nice people today." If you're doing that, how's that working out for you? But the way of Jesus, you wake up in the morning and you say something like this: "It doesn't matter who I'm going to meet today, because whoever I meet today, I'm going to love no matter what. I am the captain of my ship. I am the leader of my life. I'm going to take what Jesus gave to me, and I'm going to decide how I'm going to be today, not that person." And that powerful grace of Jesus that started on the resurrection ended up changing even the Roman Empire and converting the whole world. We love no matter what. You know, we have this beautiful phrase that we say around this time. We say, "Have a happy Easter. Have a happy Easter." I think that's exactly the right phrase. Have Easter. Our faith is not nostalgia. It's not actually looking back 2,000 years ago to the nice things that happened to Jesus. Jesus wants us to have Easter today. He wants Jesus to be risen in our life today. He wants to come into our life now. And so when we say have a happy Easter, that means not looking back, but having that person of Jesus inside us each and every day that enables us to love no matter what. I wish for you all, have a happy Easter.